Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
The caterpillar's instinct about cocooning, entering this nurturing, dark place of gestation, parallels the story of Jesus' life nurtured in the womb of Mary, the darkness of the burial tomb from which he emerged, and his own willingness to be transformed, transformation. Emerging is inherent in the Christian story and in our story as followers of Jesus. But it also means trusting the divine when we aren't sure what's next for us. Will we allow ourselves to trust in the dark where transformation begins? Today, we hear excerpts from the story of Jesus in which he was transformed in the darkness of the womb and the tomb. Our first reading begins John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Hear now God's word to us. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they lay him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths wrapped lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their home. So our scripture continues. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the foot. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be a gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. This is the word of the Lord. So the butterfly and the process of metamorphosis has a long history. even before it became a Christian symbol for death and resurrection. Do you know the physiology of metamorphosis for caterpillars? I do, because it's fascinating. There's this sense that when a caterpillar becomes a cocoon, it stops being a caterpillar. A caterpillar doesn't go into a cocoon. It becomes a cocoon. All the ingredients to be a cocoon were inside the caterpillar the entire time. So too, the ingredients for a butterfly. It makes me wonder what kind of ingredients for future potential possibility exist within us, within our faith community. So I wonder how many of you are sitting at a crossroad wondering about life and possibilities. First Presbyterian Church is sitting at a crossroad right now about our future. And many of us in our life are there as well. You see, one side of the crossroad is to keep doing the things that we've done for 10, 20, dare I say 30 years. And the other side is dark, because it's about transformation. And the idea often sends chills down my back when I think about that darkness. I wonder about you. And I wonder about us as a faith community, if we're willing to risk this thing called transformation. You know, the caterpillar has this instinct about cocooning, entering the darkness of gestation. They literally eat and eat and eat until it's time. We don't know exactly how that works, but if you've ever been to a place where they have caterpillars turning into butterflies, one of my favorite things to do, by the way, it's amazing. They don't all do it at once. It's just kind of this sense that they know what is going to happen. It's really a similar story to Jesus' life. You remember he was nurtured in the womb of Mary, fully human, fully divine. And then, as we have experienced this past week, the darkness of the burial tomb from which he emerged, and his willingness to be transformed. I think emerging is inherent in the Christian story, in our story as followers of Jesus. Barbara Brown Taylor, in her book Learning to Walk in the Dark, writes, "New life starts in the dark. Whether it is a seed in the ground, a baby in a womb, or Jesus in the tomb, it starts in the dark." But here's the good news of the gospel. Jesus came so that we might have transformation over and over and over again. His life informs us of how we are to live. His death liberates us from the old ways of living. And Jesus' resurrection frees us for a new way of being, a transformation. And that transformation means trusting the divine when we aren't sure what's next for us. That's why we come to this table. This table is a place where transformation can occur. So I invite you all to be open for the possibilities. Will we allow ourselves to trust in the dark, where transformation begins. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.